Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff is a classic guide to understanding how numbers can mislead when they are presented without context, precision, or honesty. First published in the 1950s and still widely read, the book explains in plain language how statistical tricks can shape opinions in advertising, politics, journalism, and everyday decision-making. Rather than teaching advanced math, Huff focuses on the practical habits of skepticism readers need when they encounter percentages, averages, charts, polls, and scientific claims. He highlights how choices about sampling, wording, measurement, and visualization can create a convincing story that is not truly supported by the data. The tone is accessible and witty, making the subject approachable even for readers who think they dislike statistics. Ultimately, the book aims to turn the reader into a more careful consumer of information by showing common ways figures are stretched, distorted, or selectively framed to persuade. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sampling and the problem of who gets counted. A central theme of the book is that many statistical claims fall apart once you ask a simple question: who, exactly, was measured? Huff emphasizes that a sample can be biased even when the arithmetic is correct, because the selection process may exclude important groups or overrepresent convenient ones. He explores how voluntary responses, membership lists, street interviews, and other easy-to-collect sources can generate results that look authoritative while reflecting a narrow slice of the population. The topic also covers the difference between random sampling and haphazard sampling, and why randomness is not a casual label but a requirement for trustworthy inference. Readers learn to look for the sample size, the sampling method, and the context in which data were gathered, including whether non-responses might skew results. He also warns that a large sample does not guarantee accuracy if the underlying sampling frame is flawed. The practical takeaway is to treat bold conclusions with caution until the boundaries of the sample are clear, and to recognize how the act of measurement can quietly build a conclusion into the data. Secondly, averages that hide more than they reveal. Huff explains how averages can create a false sense of clarity by compressing diverse experiences into a single number. He discusses the common measures of central tendency, such as the mean and median, and shows how the choice between them can change the story. In many real situations, income, house prices, medical outcomes, and test scores are not evenly distributed, so the average person may not resemble anyone in the group. The book encourages readers to ask what kind of average is being used and whether a range or distribution would be more honest. It also highlights how combining groups can produce misleading overall results, especially when the groups differ in size or characteristics. Another key point is that an average without information about variation can be deceptive. Two groups can share the same average while having very different spreads, risks, or reliability. Huff's broader lesson is that summary statistics are tools, not truths. When an average is used to persuade, readers should look for what has been omitted, including outliers, subgroup differences, and uncertainty. Thirdly, correlation, causation, and the temptation of simple stories. One of the most enduring lessons from the book is the danger of treating correlation as proof of cause. Huff shows how easy it is to observe that two things move together and then leap to a conclusion about why, even when other explanations are just as plausible. He discusses how a third factor can drive both variables, how cause might run in the opposite direction, or how the relationship could be coincidence amplified by selective attention. This topic is especially relevant in health headlines, economic commentary, and social debates, where complex systems rarely yield to single-factor explanations. The book encourages readers to examine whether an argument is supported by experimental design, controls, or plausible mechanisms, rather than by pattern matching alone. It also warns about how multiple comparisons and data dredging can produce impressive-looking relationships that would vanish if tested properly. The practical habit Huff promotes is to slow down when reading causal claims, ask what else could explain the pattern, and demand evidence that separates genuine causality from association. Fourthly, charts and graphics that distort the eye. Huff devotes attention to the way visual presentation can manipulate perception even when numbers are technically accurate. He explains how truncated axes, uneven scales, exaggerated pictographs, and selective time windows can make small differences look dramatic, or large changes look modest. Because readers often trust what they see at a glance, misleading graphics can be more persuasive than misleading text. The book encourages checking what the axes start at, whether proportions are preserved, and whether the chosen units are consistent across comparisons. It also addresses how designers can choose a chart type that emphasizes a desired message, such as using areas or volumes to exaggerate growth or using cumulative totals to suggest acceleration. Another key point is that a graph can conceal uncertainty and variability by presenting smooth lines or single bars without confidence intervals or dispersion. Huff's message is not that charts are bad, but that they are rhetorical tools. Readers are urged to treat every visualization as an argument and to reconstruct, in their minds, what the same data would look like under a neutral scale and framing. Lastly, loaded questions, percentages, and statistical spin, beyond sampling and charts, Huff explores the everyday language tricks that make numerical claims persuasive. Poll questions can be framed to guide respondents toward a preferred answer, and the resulting percentages can then be reported as if they reflect an objective public view. The book also examines how percentages can mislead when the base rate is hidden, when the denominator quietly changes, or when relative change is highlighted while absolute change is highlighted while absolute change is minimized. Readers learn to ask, percent of what, compared to what, and over what time period. Huff also points to the power of rounding, selective grouping, and choosing convenient benchmarks, all of which can shift interpretation without altering a single underlying observation. Another frequent issue is false precision, where a number is presented with more decimal places than the measurement process can justify, creating a sense of scientific certainty. The overall lesson is to develop a set of skeptical questions that apply to any statistical claim. How was it measured? What was left out? And what alternative framing would produce a different conclusion? In conclusion, this book is best for general readers who want to become more discerning about the numbers they encounter in news stories, marketing claims, workplace reports, and political debates. It is also valuable for students beginning to read research, professionals who must interpret dashboards and surveys, and anyone who feels intimidated by statistics but still wants practical defenses against misinformation. The benefit to a reader's life is straightforward: better judgment. By learning to question samples, averages, graphics, and causal claims, you reduce the chance of being steered by selective facts, and you become more confident making decisions about health, money, and public issues. Compared with many modern statistics books that focus on formulas, software, or academic theory, Huff's strength is clarity and durability. The concepts are foundational, and the examples illustrate patterns of persuasion that remain common in the digital era. Because it teaches a reusable way of thinking rather than a specific toolset, it continues to offer strong value for the price. If you want an accessible, memorable primer on statistical skepticism, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Daryl Huff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.